there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Podcast. Today, focusing in on another COVID-19 update. Some of the more important stories that I've seen from across the globe, and what we have learned most recently, and also some of the outside issues surrounded COVID-19. I shared with you in our last COVID update that they had found COVID on the outside packaging of frozen food in China. Well, now it turns out that that may be the direct cause of the new virus spread in New Zealand. Remember, New Zealand had been touted as the one country that had stomped out the virus early on. They did it. I shared this with you in the last podcast, how they shut down aggressively early. They said, we want everybody to have their freedom, and we believe the fastest way to get to that freedom is we shut it down, and then we can get back to normal. And that's exactly what they did. So how did coronavirus work its way back into their society?
New Zealand officials are investigating the possibility that its first corona case in more than 3 months were infected by imported freight. The country has gone back into lockdown following the discovery of four infected family members in Auckland.
The alert level that we are implementing here in New Zealand was not implemented in Victoria till some weeks after their first cases reappeared in the community. That is why we are responding strongly and quickly again.
Four other people who had contact with the family are considered likely cases.
Now, let's look at New Zealand for a minute. In China, there was virus. China says there was a virus detected on the packaging of imported frozen seafood. Now, the New Zealand case, the man who tested positive, worked directly with frozen food on the docks. So could the infection spread from freight and frozen freight? Is that a worry?
Well, it's not impossible, but it does seem unlikely. There's a lot of talk about this. It can't be ruled out yet. I think it's more likely that it came in through the border somehow, either through border control staff or through somebody in quarantine. For example, in quarantine, virtually everybody, but not everybody, clears the infection after 14 days in quarantine. So it may have snuck out that way.
So maybe it came back into their community with somebody who was still had it in their system. But they are looking at the frozen packaging. They know that it has been found on the outside of frozen packaging. But to be clear, they say it's very difficult for it to transmit in this way. But New Zealand had things so locked down, they're looking at all of these possibilities to figure out what really happened. And again, I think that what New Zealand has done should be looked at and considered by our society. Kids are going back to school this next week, and if you look at where that has happened nationally and across the globe, schools that have opened up, gone back to business as usual, have had immediate infections of coronavirus and have been forced to shut down or to quarantine students almost immediately. Will that happen in the state of Utah? We'll wait and see. I predict that it will, because that's the way this has played out across the globe. I still think that we need to consider shutting down, having the government step in and take care of us for a while we shut down. I know we all have quarantine stress and we all have cabin fever and all of those things. But until there's a vaccine, I just can't see any other way that we're going to get rid of this. And I concur with the belief that the fastest way to freedom is to shut down. And so I hate to do that again, but maybe that is the case. I will tell you, just anecdotally, that as I have been out and about doing DoorDash deliveries, I am super impressed with Utahns who are wearing masks in restaurants. And I would say the majority of the people that I see will wear the mask going into the restaurant, and then they will be social distance. They can't sit at every table. And of course, the mask comes off when they eat, and then when they're done eating, the mask goes back on. And I think, at least here in Utah County, the majority of the patrons of restaurants are doing this. Now, some restaurants have a sign on their door that says mask required. So, for example, Panda Express, mask required. Other restaurants have a sign that says, please consider wearing a mask. We would prefer that you did wear a mask, but they're not going to force that issue. So, again, I think most people that I've seen are taking a look and they are wearing masks. And I see, even today, I saw young kids wearing masks, kids who you would think would never ever give in to wearing a mask. I saw them wearing a mask and I was super impressed with parents who have been able to drive this home and get their kids to wear masks. I do also want to respond to something that I said in an earlier COVID-19 update. I had said that I don't think that the $600 a month difference between $600 and $400 for the unemployment benefit will result in people wanting to go back to work or not. I spoke to a friend of mine who helped me out on the campaign for Congress, and he said he has spoken to many business owners who he works with, and these business owners say they can't get people to come back to work yet because the $600 a week is more than they would make. So again, I don't have any numbers on that. Just take that as you will. I want to always be honest and upfront with you and share with you what I learn. And as I get new information, I will share it with you. So what else do we have here for our COVID-19 update? That's how we're going to separate the stories. All right. That's how you know I'm moving on to the next story. Okay. So get used to this in the podcast. That means I'm moving on to the next story. But we're staying within the theme here of COVID-19. This study says that 800 people have lost their lives across the globe because of COVID-19 rumors, myths, and conspiracies. That's right, people who have gone online and who have looked at some type of potential cure and they have implemented it and they have died in the process. They have been killed, maimed, and hospitalized. Thousands, apparently, have been hospitalized as a result of these conspiracy theories, but 800 deaths. This team scoured social media, news outlets, and other sources, and they identified more than 2,300 reports of misinformation in 25 languages from 87 countries. These false and misleading pieces of information, fake cures, fake treatments, unsupported claims about transmission, mortality, and more, again, are responsible for more than 800 deaths and 5,800 hospitalizations. And at least, listen to this, at least 60 cases of permanent blindness, according to the study. Need I remind you that just because you see it online does not make it true. Also, we see this around the country. More U.S. churches are suing to challenge COVID-19 restrictions. California churches, Minnesota churches, backed by a conservative legal group, filed lawsuits last week with the governors of their states challenging restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus outbreak that they contend are violations of religious liberty. Now, I told you, I did a podcast, you ought to go back and listen to it if you haven't, about whether or not you have a right to not wear a mask. And I believe that I established pretty clearly that there is no constitutional right that keeps a state from making you wear a mask. In fact, your state makes you do a lot of things. They make you wear clothes. You can't wander around the streets naked. They have put in laws regarding where you can smoke a cigarette and where you can't. They've put in speeding laws. You are restricted by the state in many, many different areas all the time. You take a look at restaurants and all of the rules and laws and regulations that they have to file. So adding a mask on top of that is not a violation of any constitutional right. The 10th Amendment clearly says that if it's not specifically mentioned in the Constitution, then that power and authority is reserved for the states. Now, a lot of people think that the states have every authority to, or don't have any authority to get rid of something that you call a personal freedom. But they do have that authority. And what's interesting to me is that over time, a lot of people on the religious right have wanted the states to implement, let's say, laws based upon righteousness or laws based upon the Ten Commandments. And they wouldn't have any problem with those laws being implemented, which would diminish public liberty and freedom. But when it comes to just being told to wear a mask, suddenly it's like you're violating all of the tenets of the Constitution. And it's just not true. But here's the thing. The Constitution does mention religious liberty. It says Congress shall pass no law respecting the establishment of religion or the restriction thereof. And so these churches do have a point. They do have a case. Can a state legally tell you that you cannot congregate as a church? This is a constitutional question because it is mentioned in the Constitution. Masks are not mentioned in the Constitution, as I said. So that's not a constitutional issue. Religion is. Now, my preference is that we all looked at the reality of the situation in which we find ourselves, and we don't get caught up in the technicalities here, and that we follow the higher laws of the religions that we believe in. These religions believe that you are your brother's keeper, that you should love your neighbor, that if your enemy spite you, you turn the other cheek, that you love your neighbor, as I said. And to me, during these times, those rules and those Christian beliefs should take a higher road or a higher place in your heart than whether or not the Constitution says that you should be able to meet. Now, I have no problem with churches getting together, but I would hope that they could do so in a responsible way. Many churches, for example, are meeting outside, or they are limiting the number of people in their chapels, and they're wearing masks, and they're cleaning after every time. I think that accommodation can be made for churches, but my hope is that regardless of what the state says that you can do, that you would keep love your neighbor as the higher law, a law that is higher than any constitution, a law that is higher than any state's rights or powers. And I'm afraid we've gotten into a place where our politics have allowed us or caused us to throw out our core Christian beliefs. And I just wonder what is the precedent for that? What is the religious or scriptural precedent for allowing politics to chase away the most important laws that we've been given from Christ? I mean, do you really think that there was an asterisk below the Beatitudes that said, oh yeah, none of these things apply if you disagree with your neighbor politically? None of these things apply if they're of a different political party. None of these things apply if it violates your own personal liberties or you think it does. These are supposed to be the greatest commandments. These are supposed to be the things that define us and define who we are. And we are literally throwing out our religious beliefs because we are so caught up in the political hatred that is out there. And I think that if those things are true, if there is a savior, that when he comes back, I think a lot of people are going to be asked to account for how they threw away their religious beliefs for politics. And it's remarkable to watch it happen. It really is. But that's just me. Apparently, ISIS has gotten in the game to scam people when it comes to face masks. In mid-March, as the first shelter-in-place orders were issued across the U.S., you remember there was a mask shortage, and everybody was looking for those N95 masks. Well, there was a website that turned up, facemaskcenter.com. They offered hope. They claim to have hundreds of thousands of these N95 masks. Unfortunately, according to the Department of Justice, facemaskcenter.com was a scam. And not only was it a scam, according to the DOJ, the operation was run by a known ISIS facilitator. ISIS decided to use masks to scam people out of their money. They used a collection of Facebook pages, several of which are still live, to facilitate this scheme. They tried to sell hundreds of thousands of these masks and dupe people out of their money. So ISIS still around and still getting involved and trying to take advantage of the pandemic. And then finally this, for what it's worth, Dr. Fauci does an interview with Matthew McConaughey, something like 45 minutes, talking about the different issues surrounding COVID-19.
Dr. Faze from East Texas had a very candid conversation Thursday with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Longview native and Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey had some questions of his own about the COVID. KTK's Trent Bennett right now joining us live to share with us how it all went.
Well, Neil, it's still going on. It all started on McConaughey's Instagram page, and we've all got our own questions regarding this virus. But you may remember the commercial where the actor asked Texans to stay home. Then after that, he introduced us on how to make a homemade mask, and he did so in the woods. So it's safe to say he has been a voice for the Lone Star State. McConaughey made it clear, though, early in the interview, this was not a political conversation of picking sides between Fauci or President Donald Trump. Instead, wanting to put science and certainty into focus, hoping to create a roadmap of really understanding what is happening. Listen to what Dr. Fauci had to say when McConaughey asked him, should we use the law and enforce it if folks are not wearing a mask?
You make a really good point that is the subject of a lot of debate. And the reason is that, first of all, my recommendation, as you probably know, because I've said it publicly so many times, is that absolutely we should have universal wearing of masks. The difficulty with mandates is that there tends to be a pushback about, do you have to waste time enforcing it, or can you really use the power of persuasion?
Dr. Fauci said that it is really true that type A blood types can get the virus easier than other blood types. He also said that if you have those antibodies in your system, those antibodies will block the virus early on, but we're not sure yet how long they will neutralize the virus, meaning they're not sure yet if you can get the virus twice. Reporting live in the studio, Trent Bennett, KETK News.
Matthew McConaughey, hey. Getting into the news business, I guess. And Dr. Fauci, do you think, I'm just going to say it out loud, do you think he's getting a little bit too caught up in the fame that's come with being an authority on COVID-19? Or is he just going to do every interview that comes his way, and it's just a way for him to honestly and earnestly spread the information, not spread COVID, but spread the information that he's trying to get out there? What do you think? Answer in the comments. Is Dr. Fauci getting too caught up in the fame? What do you think? Let me know. Also, please take a minute and become a patron of this podcast. Consider a monthly donation of $1, $5, $10, $50 a month. We have a couple of you doing that. Thank you so much. Help me continue to bring these COVID-19 updates to you. Also, other fearless honesty about the important issues of the day. Click on the link in this podcast or go to my Facebook page and you'll find a link there that will help you sign up And if you're interested, I'm looking into it. I'm going to find a way. Some people are asking if they could just make a one-time donation instead of signing up for a monthly donation. I'll figure that out and I'll get that in play. And thank you for your interest in doing that. It means a great deal.